Okay, here is read number one. 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Plans to build an immigration detention center in St. Croix County have fallen through, and that trend seems to be happening in other states as well. A Virginia-based company called Immigration Centers of America wanted to build a 500-bed facility in New Richmond, but withdrew their proposal after city officials and the public strongly opposed the plan. The company also dropped an alternative plan to build the center in Baldwin, about 20 miles down the road from New Richmond. The Trump administration wants to open several immigration detention centers across the country, but is being met with resistance in most areas. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the low 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number two. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Wisconsin Policy Forum, a nonpartisan research organization, says the decriminalization plan proposed by Governor Evers would be unique compared to other states. The governor's plan would allow for the possession of up to 26 grams of marijuana without a penalty, but it still would not be legalized, which would allow for the sale, regulation, and taxation of the substance. The governor's plan would legalize medical marijuana. And the Bucks play game two of their Eastern Conference semifinal series against the Celtics tonight at the Forum. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of rain in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Highs around 50 in Milwaukee, mid-50s in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number three. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is election day in Wisconsin's 64th Assembly District, which was previously represented by Peter Barca. The district includes parts of Racine and Kenosha counties. In that race, Democrat Tip McGuire faces Republican Mark Stalker. Barca left the Assembly in January to become the Secretary of the Department of Revenue. And the Milwaukee School of Engineering is planning a major $37 million renovation and expansion to one of their three student residence halls in downtown Milwaukee. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the low 40s. Tomorrow, a chance of rain in the morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon with highs around 50 degrees in Milwaukee, mid-50s in Madison. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN. Okay, here is read number four. For 1510 Milwaukee and 1580 Madison, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Foxconn Chairman and CEO Terry Goh is visiting the White House today to discuss the Taiwanese company's factory in Racine County, according to a report by Reuters. The visit comes just a few days after Donald Trump held a rally in Green Bay, but didn't mention the Foxconn factory. Critics of the project are raising even more questions after it was announced that Goh plans to run for president of Taiwan, causing more uncertainty for the plans of the company in Wisconsin. And the Brewers beat the Rockies last night 5-1. Game two of that four-game series is tonight at Miller Park. Forecast for Milwaukee and Madison. Tonight, rain likely, lows in the low 40s. You're listening to WRRD and WTTN.